Podcast with Lord Nikki.
Hello, my name is Nikki and I am the Lord and I host the Five Podcast. Today I will talk about the events and problems that happened during the August and September harvest. Little started in August as Sir supplying grains for the main grain harvest. They already had put in the soil But then 2 days later we had terrible weather, including thunderstorms and floods for a week. With the weather, the serfs could not harvest the crops or plant the grains and other stored foods on time. By the time they finished, it was around the end of September. Also around the 5th, since we were so bad, some animals that were for eating escaped. I know, it was terrible. We could not sell the food at the market, which was unprofitable because it was how the 5th made money. And now we're behind on cash. And I have to pay my savings as the taxes to the king. We won't have enough money to pay for next month. It was terrible. I can no longer wait for him to meet after dinner and buy a new bed because it is so expensive. I also cannot provide new armor for some of my new knights, which means if I have a lot of protection, which puts the inhabitants in danger. Circling back to serfs, I will now interview on them and how they have been affected. I will now interview a serf. Hello, serf. And how has the storm and lack of crops affected my life, in your opinion? Serf is talking. Well, my lord, I do not think it has affected you at all. In fact, it has affected anyone. It has to be me. The flood was so bad that the thatch in my house, which for you, lord, whose roof has always been made from stone or other expensive materials. My roof is made from straw, reeds, and other dried vegetation that could not hold up the water. So the water came through, and it scared away the animals from my home, and it ruined the crops, and I had to grow it again. Because me and my fellow serfs did not finish harvesting winter crops on time, we are short of food. Me talking. I see, my vassal, but you and all your descendants cannot talk to me like that. In fact, or anyone higher in a feudal system, like a knight or king, and of course me, your lord. In fact, I believe that your future and society will always be vassals on higher, even if they are free. Just because I'm fortunate doesn't mean the fight will not affect me.
That is not fair. You said they are free, but it may never improve because we serfs are vassals. And like the law says, all my descendants will be serfs no matter how hard they try or how bright they are. And what do you mean problems in a fife affect you, my lord?
Me talking. Yes, they do affect me. For example, now I cannot pay taxes or any of my extra living expenses. And since I can't pay taxes, the king will take my fife away from me. And then I cannot pay for some of the luxuries that I need, like a new bed and entertainment after dinner. And expensive foods, and for helping to keep the fife running, like labor of the serf, and the management and protection of the knights. I have even have been overdue with some of my marriage requests and other issues I work out. I also had to strip the time I spend on the arts and weapon practice to solve the financial issues. Serf talking. So, I guess we both suffered from the tribulations of the...
Serf talking. So I guess we both suffered from the tribulations of the August-September harvest, with me losing my food and being behind for growing it, and also losing my animals and other issues I addressed throughout the podcast. Me talking. Yes, we did both suffer, because one problem in the fife can set many individuals in the wrong path, like dominoes, even if it is not your fault. Well, anyway, this is the Fife Podcast. I'll see you again next week. If I am still Lord, goodbye and have a nice day.